It's the unofficial kickoff to summer Memorial Day weekend. A lot of barbecues, a lot of parties, including Raven's house.
Mm-hmm. You know, Anna, it's one of the things that you strive for all the time, right? Especially when the weather is not necessarily cooperating for your event, right? So, you know, if you have a pool, you can't always count on it to be 90 degrees out. If you have a bunch of guests, you can definitely count on them to want to do something. So for my Memorial Day party or a graduation party or whatever, you want activities.
Lisa Antonecchia is the owner, lead planner, and designer at Creative Concepts by Lisa Events. You can find her online at Creative Concepts by Lisa CT. All right, Lisa, you're throwing a party. You got all these people coming over. What are the surefire things to make sure your barbecue is perfect?
First of all, isn't it strange that when we were kids, your parents would just say, go figure out something to do?
And you would.
And leave the adults alone, right?
Yes,
and
right.
You would.
Yeah,
we would.
Now we have to amp it up and we have to take it to a whole new level. So the tried and true things that we see at a lot of backyard parties right now are things like the giant Jenga, the giant Connect Four. Mm-hmm. Cornhole is the end-all, be-all. You want to get a tournament going in the backyard, and that's something that's really great because not only can the kids do it, but the adults can pitch in as well, put together family teams, put together kids versus adults, however you want to play it out. But putting together some sort of a tournament is always something that really amps it up as well. You know, not everybody has a pool, and you can't count on the weather. So having these types of games are incredibly easy to do, but also the giant Jenga and the Connect Four can definitely move inside if Mother Nature is not being super great. Use the garage as the playscape area for some of these games that would usually be outside.
What do you think about games that can get violent, like volleyball? Or what's the one where you have the thing, you have to hit the thing over the thing?
Badminton.
Badminton, right.
I'm glad Raven figured that one out.
Yeah.
But I happen to be a big fan of volleyball. Violent, I'm going to go with committed during volleyball.
Sounds like Lisa herself has been passionate before.
Absolutely.
That's right, for sure.
You know, it is interesting to me, Lisa. It's because it's one thing, like, listen, we always drag the games out. And we have plenty of those. Like, we've got the Jenga, and we've got the cornhole. And sometimes they're very popular. And other times, they just sit there. But I think what we've missed is that there was a requirement or a competition. There was something okay, you're up next, right? And you can even have fun, cool barbecue prizes or whatever for that stuff. And people just love to kind of talk trash and have fun throughout the day. So if you've got a reason for people to be engaged, you're going to be better off.
That is correct. And you have to also make the chart, you know, the flow chart that says here are the brackets. Put it out there as a visual reminder. You got to jump in now or you're going to be eliminated, you know? So I think that really adds to the whole energy level to get people involved and not just sitting around.
It's simple, but it's brilliant. It really is.
Yeah. Lisa, anything else? You're having a barbecue this weekend. You got a whole bunch of people coming over. What should your backyard definitely have?
I think that you need diversity in food. Remember today, people are not afraid to let you know what they eat, what they don't eat, what they're allergic to. So if you're having over friends and family, take the opportunity to reach out and make sure that you have something for everybody so that your guests, you know, growing up, you always had to make sure the guests were fed and happy. And I think that that's a tried and true to a great party is good food, good conversation, good people.
All right. You can find Lisa online at creativeconceptsbylisact.com. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone.